Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back to a little ZZ Top. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bob Nagin is with us. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Whizbangtraining.com, Whiz, W-H-I-Z-B-A-N-G, Whizbangtraining.com is the website, and I encourage you to go there and check it out. It's amazing, awesome resources for retailers. Bob, it's been my pleasure and honor to watch you and Susan build this from scratch, from blank, from whole cloth, blank sheet of paper, to see what you guys have created, the resources, the help, for free and for hire, both kinds that you provided for, depending on how much help you need and how much you want, folks. What you guys have done is an entrepreneurial thing of beauty, and I want to thank you for it.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate the thought. I really
And you
do.
You passed that along to Susan, because I know she did every step you made backwards and in heels, just like my
no,
other half.
She's the brains of the beauty of the
Just
operation.
Like my other half does. Exactly. I tell people I'm the reason we get invited to go places. She's the reason we get invited to go back. So
yeah, there you go. That's about right. That's
so right. so we're talking about the impact of world events on
on
our retail, on our businesses, and I use that term world events, Bob, because I'm trying really hard to keep things in perspective here. Not, please, folks, don't think I'm minimizing the aggressiveness and the potential apocalyptic situation that the coronavirus could create. I'm not minimizing that. I'm just saying today, on this day, let's keep things in perspective. I live in the tornado, one of the tornado alleys. We prepare for that. I just had a guy on the show this morning from who's in Fort Lauderdale. They prepare for hurricanes. In some parts of the world, they prepare for fires. In the north, you're in the frozen north. Summer for you guys in northern Michigan is 2 weeks of bad sledding. You prepare for hard winters. This is just something we need to prepare for. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%. We do not know how it will play out. You know, it is possible, but I believe improbable, that it will be contained and that will be it. That is a possibility. And let's hope for that. But the thing that that really, the message, so like I said, we created a report. It's being edited right now for retailers. But the message is, we're entrepreneurs. And one of the things that we do is we find opportunity in problems.
Well, we find opportunity while we're preparing for and solving problems, anticipating, preparing
Absolutely.
For and solving. That's where we find them. In fact, that's what we've learned, right? Failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work so we can move on to something else.
Absolutely. You know, and Susan and I, the same thing. We keep asking ourselves, okay, so this is the reality right now. How can we provide value? How can we make our clients, and you know, this analogy works for our retailers also.
Mm-hmm.
How can we provide more value to our clients? And because value is opportunity. So, you know, where's the opportunity? Where's the opportunity? And that's what people are going to have to do.
How about this, Bob? You've got a customer that needs you. You're a significant supplier for them, and so maybe what you say is, okay, folks. In the past, my drivers would back up to your dock, and they'd come in, they'd visit with your people, and we love the fact that they have a relationship with your people. But going forward, now maybe not today we do this, but maybe in 6 months we have to do this. You tell them, my guys are going to drop off our stuff at the dock. We're not going to come in for however much period of time. And I want you to know that whatever we leave, he will sanitize before he leaves or she leaves. We'll make sure that when you that get it from us, there's nothing that we would have brought to you. What do you think about that? Isn't that part of value?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, I'd like to bring it to a retail level, if you will.
Yeah.
So let's just say that, you know, I mean, people stop moving so much. Well, they still want to be entertained. They still want to feel good. Mm-hmm. In fact, they probably want to feel good more than they did when they were able to walk around. So if you have a store, can you do Facebook Live parties?
Yeah.
Can you find a way to build a community? Can you, so, you know, one of the things that we talked about in this report, can you offer delivery service? Can somebody just
right.
give you their credit card number and you drop the dog mm-hmm. food off at their door? You know, so it's always about being smart, hustling, trying things, not giving up, not overcoming, you know, or overcoming the fear and moving forward. There's always opportunities. You know, I mean, Jim, you're even older than me. You know, how many recessions?
Thank you for reminding people about that, Bob.
You know, but think about how many times you have seen
oh, yeah.
this play out.
And here's the thing, Bob. I tell when people ask me about that, I said, I don't have a choice.
That's exactly right.
You don't have a choice.
That's
if you're
exactly
a small business
right.
owner, you don't have a choice. Hey, Bob, I need the website one more time.
WhizBangTraining.com, and there is an H in WhizBang.
WhizBangTraining.com.
A group, yes. We also
Go ahead.
Have a Facebook group called WhizBang Retailer.
WhizBang Retailer on Facebook. Check it out, folks. You'll be glad
yes.
you did. You'll thank me later.
Yes.
Bob Negan, good job. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.